The feeling of intuition, that gut feeling we talk about all the time, and actually the feeling of fear actually exists in the same place in our bodies. We actually can feel fear in our gut and feel intuition. And so it's practicing listening to both, because it's actually your most powerful asset. It's the guide that can help you, you know, avoid a traffic jam, you know, not cross the road at a certain time, and even can help you, you know, create new relationships or meet somebody that's going to, you know, help you achieve your goal. Your intuition can be very, very strong.
So how do we sharpen, I suppose, the focus of what our gut is telling us?
Yeah, so even simple things like not turning on Google Maps and trying to get to a certain place. Little things like, you know, should I do this or that? And then just seeing what happens, you know, learning to listen to your intuition. But it's a great skill to teach children. So instead of making all the decisions for them, you get into the habit of asking them after they've made a decision, so does that feel like the right thing for you to do now? Mm. You know, how does that make you feel? Because it's a very, very powerful thing we have. And your intuition is that one thing that can just have you being in the right place at the right time to help you make your goals really become reality.
Now, it all sounds excellent, except that, you know, there'd be people listening, and to be honest, I'm one of them myself, where we fear making the wrong choice or we fear making a mistake. And sometimes, you know, we trusted our gut before and it just hasn't worked out. And so there is this hesitancy now about actually trusting what we think our body is telling us. What would you advise, I suppose, about moving forward from that place?
As you know, I work with a modality called EFT or tapping, and that's one of the things that we can do with that is that you can look at the times when you had an emotion, a feeling of failure around a certain decision. Mm. Wisdom is actually a memory without emotion attached to it. And many times with our intuition, you can go back and go, you know what? My gut was actually telling me to do that, but I did that. When you actually take the emotion off it, when you get the stress and the fear around it, usually your intuition is screaming at you off, and people say that to me. My intuition was screaming at me and I just didn't listen. So,
right.
But going back and actually said, you know, if you've had those experiences, is to just begin practicing it.
And the final step, number 8, release all expectation. We tend to have expectation rightly or wrongly, and sometimes they can be unrealistic. Sometimes they can be unspoken. But how then do we release all expectation?
Well, you know, I'm a great believer in trusting, you know, in trusting God or trusting whatever you choose to call that higher being that you listen to. And what, you know, I remember years ago listening to Oprah Winfrey talking, and she said, if I had planned this life for myself, I could never have imagined it would turn out like this. And I truly believe that if we hang on to expectation, if we hang on to how we think things should be, we can actually let ourselves down. That's number one. But number two, you know, sometimes you set unreal expectations, and then when you don't achieve them, you feel disappointed. You feel like you've missed or you've failed. Mm. But many times it's the thing that you learn on the journey. The whole idea about letting go of expectation is, number one, is not, you know, sometimes we don't reach our goals, but who did you become along the way? And number two, sometimes things happen way better than you could possibly imagine. So being open for that possibility as well.
8 steps to help make your goals a reality in 2019. We've been reviewing those over the last couple of weeks with life coach, author and speaker Sally Thibeault. If you've missed out, check out Sally's website, sallythibeault.com.au. You can find more on this and other topics that Sally is right across, sallythibeault.com.au. Sally, thanks so much for your time. It's been great exploring these with us. Really, really helpful as we step into 2019, and we will look forward to talking with you again soon.
We'll talk soon. Thanks, Tim.